Hey, everybody. It's night eight. At this point, it's no longer WrestleMania week. It's just the WrestleMania torture session.
Yeah. Torture session is a good way to describe it.
We hate wrestling, and the podcast, Gootscast, we're back for your Monday Night Raw recap. Just so you guys know, after NXT on Tuesday, we're taking a break. We will be back. Yeah. So
a well-deserved break. There's how many days straight?
I just said day eight.
We've been doing this. Okay, so what Thursday, we just did it twice on Thursday. So yeah. To make up for Wednesday. So yeah, that's a shit load. That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what our highest viewed YouTube so far? You know what our highest viewed YouTube video is?
It's probably Raw, right?
What? The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. People love the Hall of Fame, man.
I guess nobody did a post show in the Hall of Fame. So if you want one.
Oh, that's probably why. I wonder how many people think it's a fake Hall of Fame or a real Hall of Fame. We should have put that out there. We should always end with a question to the listeners.
Nobody commented. They commented the Becky Lynch video I made last week. We got to do more like clickbaity things. Like we should have made a video. Is CM Punk going to come back on NXT tomorrow?
Yeah, we should. Is CM Punk secretly having sex with Vince McMahon?
Yeah, and then we'll get a bunch of clicks. Oh, these guys must be onto something. They must, you know, double. And then when they reveal that Shane is not, I mean, CM Punk's not fucking Vince, we just be like, yeah, WWE changed this thing.
Sorry. Yeah, they changed it. We're journalists, guys. Sometimes they change.
They were like, stop having sex because they're not with
us. All right, let's start this off. We get MVP and Bobby Lashley. They're arriving to the Thunderdome, the return of the Thunderdome. And you got, I think it was Grand Metalik, like shaking his hand, like, way to go, sir. And you got Humberto Carrillo shaking his hand as well. Then Matt Riddle comes around on a scooter and he's just like, I want to challenge you. And then Bobby Lashley beats him up and he goes, sure, you got the match. And we go to the Thunderdome and welcoming us is Byron Saxton, Corey Graves, and the new Adnan Verk from ESPN. I will say I am glad they were actually back in the Thunderdome. Actually, I liked it. I don't like crowds too much. You know that?
I don't like Thunderdome, but also I didn't like the crowds. I don't know what I would like exactly at this point. You know what I would like to do? Not stop watching. That's like I think what I like to do.
Oh, okay. Because you know what? Like the crowd is nice. It was nice in the beginning, but then there's moments at when I was watching WrestleMania, I was like, oh, I don't miss that. And I know if we came back full force, there's just a sampling of all the shittiness a crowd can get. The shittiness of a crowd can be. That was just a sampling. For the most part, they were on their best behavior at WrestleMania. But I know they could be crowds can be shitty as fuck, you know? And
that's because all the people on their worst behavior probably didn't want to go or couldn't afford to go.
Yeah. So I was just like, I don't really miss the crowds. But we're back in the Thunderdome. And before we get into the show, how did you feel about Verk?
Who? Oh, this guy.
Adnan Verk, the commentator.
He stunk. Corey Graves was good, though.
Corey Graves, I think he's always been spot on.
Corey Graves had to do all the work.
Yeah. Dude, I liked Tom Phillips. I don't know why he's always the whipping boy. Yeah. Tom Phillips is good. I think he's good. I know
this guy sounded very nerd. I think that first I thought like, oh, Samoa Joe's not there because maybe he's cleared. He's going to come running out tonight.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize Samoa Joe wasn't there.
But then either. I realized like they probably like they want Corey. I think Vince wants this guy to be the guy. And so they have Corey Graves there to kind of guide him.
Oh, and then once he's ready, they shift Corey Graves back out and put Samoa Joe back
in. Or whoever else they want, yeah.
Oh, you know what? That means that, you know what? That tells you something that Samoa Joe is not that memorable to me because I didn't even realize he wasn't there. You know?
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, him and Brian kind of sound the same.
Yeah, yeah. You know why he's there? This guy Verk, he's not that good, but you know why he's there? Because at the end of the day, Junior is a star fucker. Mm-hmm. He loves people who are of any kind of celebrity. He's a fucking star fucker. He's from ESPN. Oh, he fucking got a boner. And he brought this guy in. So anyway, it is what it is. We're going to go to our first match. It is Bobby Lashley versus Matt Riddle. it's like about 70-30% match. 70 Bobby Lashley. He puts on the Hurt Lock. He wins. What did you think?
I were they trying to bury Matt Riddle? Because they really like were burying Matt Riddle in this match tonight. Including the announcers basically acting like he had no shot, and then he just lost. They were emphasizing so much that he had no shot, I thought he was gonna win. Because whenever they do that, I was thinking to myself, like, this is a far cry from the guy that was in NXT. This isn't even like the same guy. Like,
someone made a good point that they think, remember that time he forgot his line?
Mm-hmm.
They think like they've been
treating him like shit way before that, way longer than that.
Okay. Because I always thought that was a work.
Part of me thinks it was the allegation by that girl, but if they believe that allegation, wouldn't they just fire him? Why can't you not make him look like a fucking idiot?
No, they think they can wanna. We're gonna punish you for making us sign you and not realizing you were fucking like gonna bring this bad press. We're just gonna punish you. They're so petty, dude, that they're willing to fucking about keep him on just to fucking fuck with him. I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't like this match, and again, I think they're just wasting Matt Riddle. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. If that is the case, if you're like, whether we believe it or not, we're pissed at you for these allegations, so we're gonna just fucking fire him. Just fucking fire him.
Kevin Patrick is backstage and he's interviewing Rhea Ripley, and she's gonna have a rematch against Asuka. We're gonna go to match.
I gotta say,
yes,
this was the worst promo I've ever seen Rhea Ripley did. Also, she was not herself. You could tell she was reading off a cue card or she's trying to remember her lines. I can already tell they're going to completely ruin Rhea Ripley. I mean, Rhea Ripley.
You know what?
They're going to completely ruin her.
Yeah, I think tonight was the first night of that session of we're going to watch.
I got to ask this question. Why the fuck is there an NXT if they're just going to do whatever they want when these people go on the main roster? They act like these people weren't on TV when they show up on Raw. She literally was on the same network for 2 years. She was literally on the same, just a different day. It's not like she was, but they act like these people were never on TV. And why the fuck is there even an NXT, bro? Like, they put all this work and effort.
I think there's two reasons why. Number one, it gives Triple H something to do,
mm-hmm.
right? And number two, it gives them an excuse to make sure somebody else doesn't get all the talent.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. But, like, dude, you spend all this time and effort. You spend all these takeovers, all this NXT time, all this NXT UK, and she had a great presentation, and then she waddles into Raw, and you just fucking just change it all. You make her, you take away everything that made her. She's talking like a fucking robot, and it's like, well, then what is even the point of this? I mean, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, then... I don't know. It's just like
you're right. It's stupid.
You already have a package. Just fuck. All you gotta do is move it to this show.
Yeah, I they could have done that with so many people. I don't know. It's just it's insane. It's insane. Yeah.
And it was one thing back in I got it when Sasha Banks went to the main roster. I didn't really know. I didn't really watch NXT, which is on the network. So it was one thing when it was like back then, but now like NXT's on fucking
USA. On USA, and it's advertised on Raw.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that it's funny. So that's the best way to explain it. All right, let me go to match number two. Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, even though they've been kicked out of Harper's, they're still a tag team. And they're facing the returning Viking Raiders. They hit the Viking experience on Cedric Alexander for a win. Good to see them back. They look good. They looked all right.
It was great to see them back. Funny, Eric was on just jobbing on main event. Mm-hmm. So he never really went away. I predict they're going to get a push for like 2 weeks and then lose to Bobby Lashley and MVP. So.
I noticed that Ivar toned it down a bit today. He wasn't doing some of the stuff he was doing pre-injury.
I think they have something planned for Ivar. Not now, but down the road. I think they're going to do something else with Ivar. I don't think they
probably
like it. Yeah. I but think the best thing ever happened to Ivar was getting injured.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it was a little bit boring because the whole The most interesting thing about the Viking Raiders was Ivar is the bigger of the fucking guys, just doing these crazy, insane moves.
But right? See, they don't want that. They want
He wasn't doing any. He was barely.
If Ivar is gonna, and you're gonna think I'm crazy. If Ivar is ever gonna be a world champion, like, he's never gonna be a world champion. But if he is,
no,
he's
I don't.
Vince's style.
No, I know you brought this up before about Keith Lee, and I agree. It's like. Mm-hmm. It's cool when there's a big guy who does all the like crazy shit, like holy crap, he can dive and all that. But like when Junior looks at it, he's just like,
yeah, you know, why would you do that?
I want you to be more like Mark Henry is the best way, I think.
You know, like everyone told Brock Lesnar the Shooting Star Press was the dumbest thing he ever did. Like, why the fuck would you even do that? Everyone of all the older guys, like basically after you remember that WrestleMania match, right?
Yeah, where he landed, or he almost killed himself.
Yeah, but they went to him in the back and literally just berated him. Like, you should never even attempt. Like, I think Undertaker, like, you should never even attempt. Why would, even if you could do it, why would you do it? It just takes away everything from you. I disagree, because if Brock, like, if Roman Reigns last night did a Shooting Star Press, that fucking place would have went insane, but that's how they feel.
That's like an old, you know, like, remember how, like, a Big Show, he used to do, like, in WCW, like, he did a dropkick or a moonsault, and they were like, don't ever fucking do that again. You're a big guy. You shouldn't be doing that, right? And I remember I remember that during that time, and this wasn't that long, but I mean, I guess it is now. It was like about 2000 or so. Amazing, 2001, 2002 or so. Amazing Red. You know him? The small indie guy? He was also doing the F5 on the indies. And I used to hate that. Because it was the same mentality. Like, Big Show shouldn't be doing moonsault. I was like, a little guy shouldn't be hitting an F5. It looks fucking dumb. What are you telling me? Like, you're going to fall, like, 4 feet in the air and it's going to fucking knock you the fuck out? That's stupid. I think that's an old school mentality. And I understand some of it. But I think also, we all know it's fake.
Well, I think there's two reasons. First of all, I'm all for it because here's the deal.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If Big Show can knock you out, let's say Big Show, he's younger, right? Big Show can knock you out with his fist. He can also choke slam you. But how about this? He can fucking jump off the top rope. Can you imagine that giant man jumping and landing on you from the top rope? You're dead. It's a killer finishing move. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I think the other reason they don't want these guys to do that is that there's more mass to hurt. Like, your knees can get fucked up faster doing those because you have so much more pain.
So they're thinking of your longevity.
Yeah, and you're throwing yourself like that. You have so much weight. So, like, Amazing Red doesn't have that weight. Fucking Cedric Alexander doesn't have that weight. But if you're the fat Ivar, you are putting so much weight on your fucking body, like, you know, on your knees when you're landing, that it's like you're gonna shorten your career. So I kind of get that. But in my eyes, if Brock Lesnar just F5'd me like a fucking lunatic, and then I'm lying there and he fucking like did a frog splash, I think that would just kill me.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I think if you're a big guy and you can do a big move, I don't think it does. I mean, like a flying move, I don't think it takes away the mystique from the big guy. If you want to say don't do it for longevity purposes, I totally get that. But if you're saying don't do that because of storytelling and all this shit, I'd be like, dude, get over yourself. It's not fucking 1985. It's 2021. Yeah, it's just like, get over it at this point. There's worse shit than a big guy doing a moonsault at this point. Okay, that's just more unbelievable shit. Okay, Viking Raiders win. Then we get Kevin Patrick in the back again. His time he's interviewing Asuka on Rhea Ripley, and then after that, in the ring, it is Charlotte. Charlotte gets in the ring. She starts calling herself a bitch. Her words, guys. And then she calls herself the opportunity. She goes, everybody was so happy that I wasn't in the main event. Well, I'm the opportunity. I'm the opportunity of your moments. And I'm no longer going to be a nice person. I'm going to be a bad person. I'm going to be a mean person. And I'm just like, this was, I thought this was all a waste of time. I'm just going to go right into it. Can I get into it, the third match?
No, can I talk about the promo for a second?
Sure, of course. Absolutely. Jump right in.
I was just, this was literally the same promo that she was cutting all last year when I was like screaming and yelling about her.
Yes.
Except now she's mad she wasn't at WrestleMania. I do wish, instead of being like, I wasn't allowed, she got into that. Dude, if you're going to like shoot, go all the way. Just be like, yeah, they didn't like my boyfriend, and that's why I wasn't allowed. I stood up.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, I wasn't invited to do WrestleMania.
Yeah, like, I'm like the, this is the, this would have been a better, I'm the best, but because they didn't like who I'm dating, and they're jealous of my family name, I wasn't allowed at WrestleMania. That's how petty these people are. They would rather, they held me back. But you can't hold me back, so I'm a motherfucking Flair. Like, that would have been better. Like, just fucking say it. Like, just say it. Don't do this. Yeah. I wasn't allowed. Like, you, like, we all know you're talking about Andrade, but then don't fucking, just fucking say it. Just say it. Yeah.
That point. It would have been even cooler if she's like, nah, you want to hold me back? Now I'm just going to ruin all your plans.
I'm just going to be like, just, I'm going to ruin, I don't care that Bianca won the belt. Maybe I'll go to SmackDown and I'll beat Bianca for the belt.
Yeah, yeah. Just be like, I'm just going to ruin any plans that WWE has for any women. I'm just going to ruin all of them. That would have been awesome.
Yeah,
it would have made her a good guy, though, I think, ultimately.
No, because they control the Thunderdome, so if they wanted to boo you, then you boo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can control the audience. I love the Thunderdome case. All right, we're going to go to match number three, Rhea Ripley versus Asuka. Yes, this is a return match from WrestleMania. And this match, they're going to wrestle through the beginning of the second hour. And let me tell you something. This was not a good match.
Nope.
Something happened where it's weird because they had a night match just the night before, I'm pretty sure, right? On Sunday. And the match on Sunday wasn't bad, but I guess, I don't know, maybe the transition from having a match in front of audience and then having a match not in front of audience fucked them up. But there were so many fucking mistakes in this match. Asuka goes for a missile drop kick. And, like, I don't know if Rhea Ripley wasn't in place or if it was a low drop kick. They just fucked that up. And they do another thing where Rhea Ripley kind of fucks up. She botches something with Asuka. Lots of mistakes. This is a very long match. Ultimately, it doesn't even fucking matter because Charlotte comes out and beats them up both. It's a double DQ. Fucking stupid. Stupid and exposed Rhea Ripley. It looked really bad.
Well, I'll tell you this, man.
Yes.
I don't know why they used the WrestleMania rematch. This was basically kill time. This was their kill time for tonight, Matthew. But I don't know why you would dilute. They did this 20 years ago, actually, with Rock and Austin, where they had a rematch the next night on Raw. But that, like, and I hated that back then when I was in my 20s. I hated that back then. But to their credit, it was starting a new storyline with Triple H and Austin being partners. This was just fucking. This just made them both look bad. You don't need a match that was like one of the best matches last night to like shit literally a night later. Like, you don't, especially now, mm-hmm. You know, Rhea Ripley's supposed to have this big moment and she looked awful tonight. She looked like she wasn't ready.
Yeah. She looked real bad tonight.
The only way I can see this being a good thing, and I'm afraid they're not going to do this, is if you have Rhea Ripley beat Charlotte at WrestleMania Backlash. She didn't get her win back. And then maybe, but I don't even know if they're going to do that.
Yeah, not good, man. Not good at all. Miz and Morrison, they run into Marie. She's going to be the guest for Miz TV. Then Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, they start watching a recap of Mandy Rose falling on her ass at WrestleMania. They keep whining and laughing at it. Mandy Rose comes out, and Mandy Rose... Shayna Baszler goes away for some reason, and then Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke both attack Nia Jax. Okay, I have a problem with this, and I'll tell you why. It's just like, so you're telling me if somebody is making fun of you, just laughing at you falling, which is fair, right? You're allowed to do that, right?
I guess.
It's okay to just fucking physically attack them. Can you imagine like little kids watching this and being like, yeah, if I ever catch anybody making fun of me, I'm just going to go fuck them up. Like, how is that right? Like, that's so fucking wrong.
Yeah, I know. But they'll sell Nia's a heel and they want their match with Nia. They want to get an upper hand. So.
Yeah, but the good guys shouldn't be fucking hitting people out of nowhere. It just doesn't make any sense.
They don't know how to write good guys. I mean, they've spent the last two nights making good guys look like fucking idiots. Look at the end of the Roman
Reigns. Yeah, you're right. No, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. Not as stupid as this next segment. We're gonna get Alexa Bliss talking. right when they're transitioning to the Alexa Bliss thing, Verk can be heard talking in the background. Because I don't think he realized he had to shut the fuck up. He says like one line, but then before he realizes he needs to shut the fuck up, their mics are still on. And Bliss starts talking. And Bliss recaps everything that's been happening to her. Why did she do what she did at WrestleMania? Because maybe she's like, oh, the darkness came and got me. But maybe I had these powers all along. Ooh, somebody's been watching WandaVision. Ooh, right? And she goes, look at this doll I have. It's Lily. And the Lily doll, like, all right, bites the screen and then it goes black. So she's magical. She's always had these powers.
You think she's going to dress, she's going to become Lily when she has matches? Like, she'll be.
Oh, dude, I have no idea. So the gist of this is, let me just do it without the sarcasm. She's talking about how Bray Wyatt brought something out of her when he was the Fiend, when he stuck his fingers in her mouth. Mm-hmm. And but she insists that it actually just awoken her innate power. So she's always been supernatural, but she just never knew it. And this awoke it. So this is Scarlet Witch, basically. Somebody watched WandaVision and said, we got to do this right
away. I mean, can I tell you from... They have fucked up the Fiend since last year's WrestleMania. So mm-hmm. bad. So bad. And now this, they just constantly go to... So remember I said the jury's out of whether the match at WrestleMania was a big piece of shit or just a piece of shit?
Yeah.
It is now a gigantic piece of shit. Based on
you were right about one thing. They did address it.
They addressed it, but it was... well, look, even this, the jury was still out at the end of this. And then we get to later on the show, I'll tell you why I thought, like, it's just ridiculous. I can't believe, look, she's very popular on the internet. A lot of guys masturbate to her, and now they have her as a sexy like 15-year-old as opposed to like sexy 12-year-old. I don't know if you saw she had like her titties out now. So
I was hardly paid. I just think how stupid
she yeah, now she's like a sexy like prom queen instead of like a sexy middle schooler. So They're slowly getting there. So like, I think a lot of guys and a lot of women, I think a lot of people are actually into this, so they're gonna keep going. So
you know what, when she came out of WrestleMania initially and people didn't boo, I was like, oh, I think people have been enjoying this. And I think yeah, that's why they're just gonna, I think you're right, I think we are in the minority in this. Mm-hmm. You know,
with this, I think people are over the Fiend, but with her doing all this, I think number one, turns the segment of the audience on. And number two, I think some girls are like, ooh, she's got like me. So
I guess, yeah, I guess we really do hate women or something. I don't.
No,
I don't
no, I, no, I love Bailey. I love Sasha. I just hate this fucking, and Charlotte wasn't annoying me those in the last half of 2020. I Asuka's the greatest of all time. And fucking Mandy Rose was doing great work a year ago. And now she's doing nothing.
Hey guys, my favorite wrestler right now in every promotion is Thunder Rosa. She's the fucking best. She is the best wrestler, all around wrestler right now.
Is there anyone who watches? How long was Dark Elevation, by the way, tonight? Just curious.
I watched, because we don't review it, I watched it on delay. Last week it was an hour and 37 minutes, and regular Dark last week was like an hour and 15 minutes or something like that. So they kind of cut it back a little bit. It's easier to watch. I'm looking forward to Dark Elevation from tonight because I heard there's a good match with Danny Limelight in it.
Dude, you ready for this?
Who
watches?
Breaking news? Say breaking news.
Who watches this? Yeah, it's breaking. It's kind of, you know how long this show was tonight? Elevation?
How?
You know how long?
How long?
2 hours and 27 minutes.
Wow, Dark Elevation was 2 hours and 27
minutes. That's longer than Raw without commercials.
Woo. Looks like I'm going to be watching that probably Wednesday night. Whew. That's a long one. I can't watch that shit tonight. That's just too long. 2 hours and that's like a Raw. Yeah, that's basically a Raw. Oof. Long. I will say this about Dark Evolution. Big Show is getting better at commentary. He sounds better than the Impact commentary.
I will never watch an episode that long of anything AEW related. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah. You know what else I don't want to watch? This Miz TV. I fucking hate Miz TV. All right. Miz TV.
Yeah, okay, that's next on the roll.
That's next up. Miz and Morrison, they're out for Miz TV. And the guest is Maryse because they're hyping up Miz and Morrison, Miz and Mrs., which is the reality show that's debuting right after Raw tonight. They start shitting on Bad Bunny, which it makes Damian Priest come out. And he goes, I'll fight you guys both. That's going to go to match number four. Damian Priest versus Miz and Morrison, who are not in ring gear. So that's the handicap for them. The finish comes when Maryse is trying to get involved, but Damian Priest starts stripping off Miz's clothes, but his pants are still kind of like at his ankles, which due to the distraction, it allows Miz to cover Damian Priest with his feet on the rope. Afterwards, he's like in his little undies and he's got this fucking pants on his legs, and Maryse is like trying to cover up his shame because him wearing just his underwear is different than him wearing his fucking ring gear to the fucking match. Just, and then I don't know if you caught it on the way to the ramp, up the ramp, Miz fucking trips over his own fucking pants because they're on his ankles. He falls and then fucking Maryse falls.
Did you catch that? No.
They fucking fell, bro. This was stupid.
This was, you know what? Way to ruin whatever Raw Bad Bunny gave Damian Priest in like 5 minutes. Like, way to like just completely make this guy look like an idiot and make him look incompetent. Like, I thought they were gonna go where Priest was gonna pin John Morrison because it looked like Miz is getting sick of Morrison.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Miz, I thought, oh, that's where they're gonna go because they're not gonna make Damian Priest look dumb. Literally, the night after they made him a star, but no, they did because he wasn't a star. He was just some Puerto Rican guy to tell Bad Bunny where to stand. So,
do you think Bad Bunny on his tour bus like tuned in tonight and was just like, Dios mío, like, he's just like, what did I do all that for?
Yeah, probably. Because they're going to say, I can already see the narrative when they do the Bad Bunny 24, because we're getting a Bad Bunny 24 document. And the narrative when they look back at this mania is that the Miz helped Bad Bunny have a great match. Not that they. Damian Priest is just going to be some guy that was standing there. I already know, like, they've given up on Damian Priest. He was literally there to, like, give instructions to Bad Bunny in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. It was, this was a bad thing. Right, so far, I am, this whole, so far up to this point, nothing's good.
No, and it's going to keep
going. Nothing is fucking good. I guess the Viking Raiders comeback was kind of nice, I guess.
Yeah, I just don't have any.
Yeah. Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler talk about their next match, which is match number five. It is Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. By the way, I just realized this. Mandy Rose is wearing a wig. Just like a month ago, she had short hair, right? There's no way your hair grows out. She's wearing a wig or some shit.
I guess so that she could look like Dana Brooke.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why she's looking like Dana Brooke.
I think they're just trying to go to, you know, I think they realized they were like, dude, you're not getting pushed. I'm not getting pushed. Junior loves fucking twins. Look how much he loves the Bellas. Let's just fucking trick him into thinking we're twins to get some kind of a push. I bet you that's what they did. They were like, dude, this guy fucking loves blondes and he loves twins. Just let's just go with it. And they're trying their best. I will give these women that they're just trying to find a way to get pushed. I will always respect that. But I do not respect this match. I will tell you why. So the whole point of these guys fighting is because Mandy Rose slipped on her way to the ring at WrestleMania, and they're making Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler making fun of her. Mm-hmm. So during this match, Nia Jax is on the outside, and she's climbing back into the ring. She slips on the apron by herself, and she falls. Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke see this, and they're just like, "Oh my God, did you see her slip and fall on her ass? All right, we don't have to do this match anymore." And they decide to just fucking leave. And the ref counts them out. And they fucking lose, dude. What the fuck was this about? This made no sense. What was this?
It was awful. It was, you know, so a couple of people who haven't watched wrestling in a while, my friends, watch this Raw because the Raw after Mania.
Of course.
And they didn't watch last year, so they don't know what happened last year. But this Raw has a reputation of being the biggest Raw of the year. So they tuned in because Mania had a crowd. So I don't know what they thought was going to happen. And they were like, why do people still watch this? This is like literally the worst fucking thing. And I'm like, you're right. It is. Dude, the only people left that watch this are just these fucking lunatics. First of all, me and you, because our comedy career has ended horribly. And then, like, these fucking losers that are never going to stop watching on Twitter. That's why when you read all this praise for WrestleMania, don't fucking buy it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, from that group, my Facebook group, I'm the only one who watches Raw. Yeah. They actually ask me what happened. Like, anything interesting happen? And I just go like,
yeah, no, dude, oh. I got like two or three friends and they're like, why does anyone still watch this? And
I'm yeah.
And I just give myself, halfway through, I was like, I'm going to be 60 in 20 years and I'm watching this fucking stupid show. And this show.
Great. If you ever want to go to the strip on Monday and not do this show.
Once I get the second shot, I'm going to do that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally okay with that. Yeah. Once I can go out and start doing comedy, like, I'm not fucking watching this stupid fucking show.
No, me neither.
This show is so fucking bad. This is one of the... Oh, such a bad wrestling show.
They're not even, like, fucking trying, dude.
They're not. Told you my reasoning for why they're not trying. They're just, like... It's like the producer's mentality. They're like, no, whatever.
Like, they've been doing this, like, the Raw after WrestleMania 17... Everyone goes on about how great WrestleMania 17 was, right? How fucking great it was, right?
Was Raw 17? Was that Hogan versus Rock?
No, that was 18. 17 was Rock and Austin 2.
Rock and Austin 2. Wasn't that the one with the My Way?
And Austin turned
heel. That was a good WrestleMania.
That was a good WrestleMania. But the Raw after was so fucking bad. And I remember because it was the first Raw without Nitro. I was like, oh, they're not going to try anymore. Raw has not been good for 20 years, and yet I'm still fucking watching this show. It's been 20 years waiting for this show to get as good as it was in like 98, 99.
There was some Raws that were... Wasn't when Austin like a commissioner after that WrestleMania?
No, he was a commissioner in 2003.
So that was
before
that... WrestleMania 17?
No, dude. 2001 is WrestleMania 17. That's 20 years ago. So I'm talking about.
Yeah, so... He was a commissioner after WrestleMania 17, right?
What?
He was a commissioner after...
Oh, yeah, listen. I said 2003. How many times... You're not listening to me. I said he was a commissioner in 2003. 20 years ago is 2001. That was WrestleMania 17. That's when him and Triple H became the two-man power trio.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is he was a commissioner after this WrestleMania 17.
2 years
ago, yes. Yes. There was a run Raw where he was a commissioner and I thought it was like a good show. It was the one where like he's in the back and there's like Rosie's trapped in the fucking telephone booth and shit like that. Do you remember that? That shit was, you can't tell me that was bad shit.
Oh, well, there was a good Raw. Raw in 2000, the Raw came back was also a good Raw. But I mean, like, what am I supposed to do? Just watch those two Raws back to back?
Okay, if you mean there's not like Raw's not consistently good, yes, I will give you that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you'll get a good episode, but it hasn't been consistently.
There's good, like good moments. Like there's good moments, like CM Punk's promo, Brock Lesnar's return in 2012.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The CM Punk cash in on Edge.
Enzo and Taz debut when the fucking
Matt Hardy return. There's good moments, but there's nothing consistently good since 2001. Anyway, let's keep going on.
That's a good point. You're right. It hasn't been consistently good. It's been consistently bad. I would give you that. All right. Start of the third hour. We get MVP in the ring, and he's like, it's supposed to be Bobby Lashley's moment. And then Drew McIntyre comes out. And Drew's like, I want another shot. And he's like, you just lost, man. What the hell? Braun Strowman comes out. He's got a black guy. And he's like, I agree with MVP. You lost. You're in the back of the line, bro. And then Randy Orton comes out. And they all want to face Bobby Lashley. Pierce comes out and he goes, I'm going to make it a three-way tonight. Winner faces Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania Backlash. That's what they're calling it now, WrestleMania Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just Backlash.
I don't know why they're doing that.
I think for the extra bump, because they put WrestleMania in front of it, there are stupid, idiot wrestling fans.
I think it's more for the executives at Peacock and Fox.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right. Drew McIntyre and Braun go at kind of like jaw-jack each other backstage, and then we get Elias and Jackson Riker in the ring. They do this stupid thing where Elias is like, I'm going to play a guitar now. And as he goes to strum the guitar, he hears a horn. He's like, hey, where's this horn sound coming from my guitar? This is so fucking stupid. And it's clearly the New Day. New Day comes out. And this is where it gets really fucking dumb, I thought. They make fun of Elias and Riker for getting beaten up by one man, Braun Strowman, at a WrestleMania. And they go, well, didn't you both get also beaten up by one man almost at WrestleMania? So this segment, all it told me was that all four of these guys are losers. That's Wait, all it told me, that they're all losers.
You know what? John Cena, they started doing this with John Cena. And now they do it with everyone. I was like fucking appalled that Kofi and Xavier Woods didn't care that they got beaten to death by one guy in his first match. Like, there was like, all right, at least Elias and the other guy have the excuse that, and they had the excuse that like Braun Strowman's been around for years. But like, I think they thought it was funny that Xavier Woods and Kofi were just ignoring that, making fun of those guys in this inning. But you're right, made all four guys like losers. But also, if Kofi doesn't care, everything they've done with Kofi since he lost the title has just confirmed me he should never have gotten the title. Like,
Remember when everybody was like, no, he's going to go back after Lesnar. how long ago was that?
Dude, it's a year and a half ago. Dude, he loses to Lesnar, he doesn't care. He never gets a title shot, doesn't give a shit. He gets that Elimination Chamber match, loses right away, doesn't care. And now he lost. Now, 2 years later, after having the biggest victory of his life, he loses. And he gets pinned with the guy's foot on his chest. He gets beat. Him and Xavier Woods get destroyed by one man. Yeah. And they don't care. So why should I care? Why should I care about anything you do? I hate the fucking New Day. I hate the New Day, dude. Dude, not even the Bushwhackers were together this long in WWE. I fucking hate the New Day, man.
Yeah. So all these guys are losers. They've confirmed this in this segment. It'll be like if you go to a comedy show and each comic brings up the other guys. This guy is a really shitty cop. This guy really fucking sucks. And the next guy comes and goes, hey, by the way, this next guy who's going to come after me, he fucking really sucks. Then the people in the audience are like, why the fuck am I fucking watching this? Everybody sucks. You know, that's basically what it is. Match number 6, New Day versus Elias and Jackson Riker. I will say Jackson Riker looked good at this. It made him look good. Ultimately, New Day hits a double stomp on Elias for the win. That's what it is.
Four idiots whose careers should be over.
Yeah. Randy Orton cuts a promo about, I don't know what the fuck. Oh, I know what it's about. He goes.
I predicted the promo last night. The feed is gone. Now it's time for you to get the WWE
championship. And I hate the way he cuts a promo too. It's so like typical WWE. He says one word really like angrily, and then he like says the rest of the sentence calmly. So he'll go, I was distracted by the Fiend. I was distracted by Alexa Bliss. Like, it's like, who talks like that? Who says one word very angrily and then the rest of the sentence normally?
People that want to see Vince McMahon talk like
that. Nobody fucking talks like this. And then he goes, but at the end of the day, it's always RKO. It's his greatest hits. It's his greatest hits. He goes like, I don't need it. I don't know what I'm doing. Boom, boom, boom. You ever watch that episode of The Simpsons where Krusty comes to the recording studio and goes, let me show you how to do it, kid. And he just fucking says like these lines and he just fucking bounces.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. I bet Orin comes and goes, let me show you how to do it, kid. Bam, 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 distracted. Just try RKO. Boom, I'm out of here. Just leaves. I don't think he gets a script. I think he just says the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add about this shitty promo before I go into the next shitty part? This next one's really fucking shitty.
No, I know. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
This is the Firefly Funhouse. Bray Wyatt is back and he goes, I'm resurrected. I'm gonna make this a religious kind of character, which I always wanted it to be, but now it's fucking too tainted, so it's not gonna work. But who cares? I'm gonna do it anyway. I bless you to all the fucking puppets like a Baptist. This was fucking stupid.
This was horrible. Again, another guy who doesn't care that the, he lost to the guy who lit him on fire. He doesn't care that this girl betrayed him, even though she was trying to resurrect him for fucking 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
She spent all of 2021 trying to bring him back, and he doesn't even care. He doesn't care. So again, another character. If you don't care, dude, this happened 24 hours ago. If you don't care, why should I care? Why do I need to be invested on this show if you don't care?
Yes, yes. There isn't a single segment on this that I care about. Even the Viking Raiders coming back, it was nice.
At least, I'll say this about Drew. At least Drew was upset he lost on Saturday. He wasn't like, whatever. Life goes on. Mm-hmm. But like, fucking Bray. Dude, you made us invest. This is my thing with WWE. They make you invest fucking 6 months into a storyline, whether you want to or not, where you just had to fucking endure it. And then at the end, the guy who loses is like, whatever. Like, you know, like, so then it's like, well, then why did we have to spend 6 months watching this?
Yeah. I know we shit on AEW, but to their credit, they're not as fucking bad as this.
No.
This is really bad shit, yeah. We're going to match number 7. It's a 3-way. Randy Orton versus Drew versus Braun. Winner faces Bobby Lashley at Backlash.
WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah, I'm not going to call it that anymore. Drew fucks up a neckbreaker. He tries to hit on Braun Strowman. By the way, there is botches on all these matches. There are just like lots of mistakes everywhere. All these matches, including this main event. Finish comes when Randy Orton hits an RKO on Braun Strowman, and as he's going for the cover, Drew hits a low, kind of like sliding-looking Claymore on Randy Orton, and then he covers one of them for the win. And then as soon as he wins and he's going to Backlash, MVP comes out. And there's no Bobby Lashley. So Drew goes, clearly, Bobby Lashley's probably going to attack me from behind. He turns around, and boom, it's T-Bar and Mace. T-Bar and Mace fucking chokeslam him. And then they go outside the ring. And you have Corey Graves go, why are T-Bar and Mace out here? Does MVP have anything to do with it? Why? 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 And that's how the show goes up the air. I'll tell you why. Because
they're in the Hurt Business.
It's fucking stupid. That's why.
This was awful, and I'll tell you what would make it doubly awful. You had a lot of people tuning in because of the WrestleMania hype. I'm sure the ratings for this will be up. If they're not, I'll be very shocked. Mm-hmm. And you gave nobody a single reason to stay tuned in. You gave no one a single reason. And I think people expected some type of surprise, and there wasn't. A Viking Raiders, I'm sorry, that doesn't cut the mustard. You know, you got it. Last year was different. There was a pandemic. There's still a pandemic, but we're ignoring it. And you need to have a surprise. You needed to do something out of the ordinary, and you didn't. And the product is garbage. I really do think, it's they're not going to recover from COVID. Any of these companies, it's going to be a long downward spiral.
Who could have been a good surprise?
Adam Cole. I'm talking about NXT Cole shows up. Like when he goes, there's nobody. There's nobody that can stop Bobby Lashley. What if Bronson Reed walked out before Drew? Like, I could stop him. What if? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just something. Just so you say, oh, like, look, there's some new characters in the show. You just got to do something. Like, you know.
No, you're right. That could have been smart. Just bring up, like, one
guy. Or even, like, have Adam Cole say, I'm on Raw now after what happened. You know, I'm moving on from Kyle O'Reilly. I want to be on Raw. I'm maybe you're not going to move any of those guys up right now. But you should move somebody up. You telling me there's nobody you could have moved up? There's nobody.
Fuck yeah.
Mansoor can't continue his undefeated streak. Tony Nese can't get a fucking video package. Whoa. Like, come on.
Yeah. No, this was bad. Here's the thing though. I think if there's any company that's gonna survive all this shit, it's actually this company.
Oh no, it is, but I think the ratings and attendance and everything are just going to go down, down, down because you're not giving anyone a reason to watch. And
yeah, I can see that happening. It's going to keep going down and shit. And you know what? It's on now that stuff is on the Peacock. There's no way to prove who's watching what, kind of in a way, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's even better for them. Dude, it's really.
I was talking to two people who have Peacock. They didn't even know. Oh, yeah, Ryan DeCarlos has Peacock. He doesn't even know he gets WWE Network with it. How does he not know? How do you not? How do you bring over all? What, that's like Netflix getting Hulu, and you not knowing that Hulu's now on your Netflix. Like, how would you not?
Why does he have Peacock?
He likes The Office. And another girl saying she was watching Modern Family on Peacock, and I was like, you know you have WWE Network. Because I do. People don't even know that Peacock. It's like,
yeah. Oh man.
This whole thing. Anyway.
It is what it is.
And night eight is a disaster, but maybe tomorrow night we will see something interesting with the Tuesday debut of NXT. It's night nine of WrestleMania week.
Are we only doing NXT tomorrow?
Yeah, I can't watch Power tomorrow, so we'll just do NXT.
Okay, that's fine with me. Great.
I will see you tomorrow for NXT.